Morocco, week 2, Friday. And now, episode 10 of Moon Over Morocco.
The man who carries a water skin with holes in it. It leaks down his back.
Jack Flanders, Kasbah Kelly, and Sunny Skies are on their way to Marrakesh. First, the balcony fell off Jack's hotel. Then the wall, and finally the entire hotel collapsed. Each time, Jack just barely escaped. There's a bit of a problem when someone can't distinguish between what has happened in their mind and what has happened outside their mind. Did it happen? Or did they just think it?
Mesdames et messieurs, nous commençons notre descente vers l'aéroport de Marrakech-Mena. Nous vous prions de bien vouloir attacher votre ceinture et redresser le dossier de votre siège. Merci.
I suggest we all get a good night's sleep. Tomorrow we'll be up all night.
All night?
Sure, that's when they really get going. You'll hear the best music then.
Can I safely assume we'll be staying at a better hotel than the last one I stayed at?
Normally, Jack, hotels don't just cave in.
Well, it was kind of gradual. A big chunk at a time, until last night when the whole bloody building gave way.
It's strange. We'll stay at a solid old hotel in the old city, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are beginning our descent at the Marrakech Marina Airport. So we ask you to fasten your seatbelt and straighten up the back of yours. Thank you. The destination of my native city is the detailed view of the airport.
Let's see, Jack's room's next to mine, and your Sunny is at the end of the hall. The porter will show you.
Will we have time to look around before we catch a bus for the mountains?
Sure, sure. The bus leaves about 1, so we can spend a couple of hours in the morning.
I take it we'll see the cult of the snake charmers, right?
Yep, you'll see it all. Tomorrow. Good night.
Good night.
See you in the morning.
I stood on the balcony and listened to the katydids and crickets and the music coming from somewhere out there in that maze of tiny streets and alleyways. It said, that what you know of the world is directly proportional to what you know of yourself. They say that if you haven't descended into your own depths, you can't understand the depths of the outer world. You'll be hearing a lot of strange music in the next couple of days, and it's through this music you'll be getting a true sense of this land and the people. I hope you'll enjoy it. Good night.
So, this is the square, huh?
Are those the storytellers?
Some of them. Some are healers, others tell fortunes.
Hmm.
What's that? Oh my God, they're snakes.
Cobras.
I thought they kept them in baskets and they just poke their head out now and then. But here they're loose.
Well, apparently the music keeps them in place.
Yeah, I think it's creepy.
Wow, did you just see the way that cobra took a swipe at that man?
I imagine they've been bitten quite a number of times.
Surely they take out the fangs or something.
Oh, no, they're there. They may milk them so the poison isn't filled to the brim, but this is a cult of snake charmers who believe they're immune to the cobra's bite.
Fascinating music.
Yeah, the snakes find it fascinating, too. Oh, there's one thing I should mention. They may want to wind a cobra around your neck to show how controllable they are.
You're kidding.
No, they have a good sense of humor. The tourists provide them with as much entertainment as they do the tourists.
Why would anyone allow a snake to be wrapped around their neck?
Bravery, maybe. People often do, though.
Anything ever happen?
I know of a German fellow who allowed it once, and as the cobra tightened around his neck, he panicked and grabbed the snake. It caught him. Right about here, right in the jugular vein. Yeah, you get bit in the neck and there's nothing you can do. He died instantly.
Wow. Hey, look at those things. It's amazing the way they sway to the music. Sometimes three-fourths of their body is right up in the air. And the way that their necks fan out. You know, they're actually very beautiful creatures.
I wouldn't care to rub noses. Can we move on?
Sure thing. The souks are this way.
I wonder what their eyes are like.
How much more time do we have?
Well, we probably ought to be getting back to the hotel. We can catch some lunch and be on our way.
If you don't mind, I think I'd like to stay here a little bit longer.
Well, we'll have time later when we come back. Right now, I think we better use the time for catching the
bus. Come on, there's plenty of time.
There'll be plenty of time later on. It'd be a shame if you got lost in this maze and missed the festival. I'm just playing it safe.
Okay, okay. Back to the hotel.
Sonny, listen.
What?
This Jack's a strange fellow. I've seen this country blow people's heads wide open.
What are you saying?
One of us is going to have to keep an eye on him at all times.
No. You think so?
He's getting weirder by the minute.
I haven't noticed anything.
Just help me get him on the bus.
You mean he's cracking up?
I don't know. Christ, I hope not. Mojo?
That's you, boss.
Yeah, I'm calling from the hotel.
How's Marrakesh, boss?
Fine, fine. But our friend is getting stranger all the time.
Which one's that, boss?
Oh, come on, Mojo.
I'm just fooling. How's the weather? Sunny skies?
Oh, shut up, Mojo, will ya? On this end, I'm playing nursemaid, and you're yucking it up on the other end.
I have to see those eyes.
Good, sir.
Hmm? Oh, no, thanks. No, I never touch this stuff. I meditate. Thanks anyway.
Come on, Mojo, cut it out. Did you check on that thing?
What thing?
You know, the hotel Jack stayed in.
Ah, the Elma Grill. I checked. She's still standing, boss.
What?
No balcony missing, no walls missing, everything fine shape. And two busloads of Bavarians just arrived. It's all Wiener Schnitzels and Oompas, boss. The place is jumping, and there ain't no cracks nowhere.
Yeah, I know where there's a few cracks.
Where's that, boss?
In Jack Flanders' head.
There they are. What fantastic things. The way they sway back and forth. And rise and fall with the music. Those eyes.
Come closer.
What is it? What do you want?
Come closer.
What do you want to say?
Closer. Closer.
I've seen your eyes. Who are you?
Closer. Yes.
What is it?
Closer.
Tell me what you want.
Now, kiss me upon the mouth. Kiss me upon my serpent lips.
See him riding on a bamboo cane, say to him, good health to your horse.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
What you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. zbs.org.
Tune in this same time Monday when you'll hear...
There he is. I can't watch. Is he really?
Apparently. I wonder who his next of kin is.
He's actually kissing those cobras?
On the mouth, yeah.
The Moroccans seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. They've got a great sense of humor.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.